Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Randy Fine, your show host. I do apologize if your call got dropped. You know, it's interesting, but Laura, or whoever my guest happens to be, calls in the same number that that all of you do. And you were so anxious to talk to her that the queue filled up and Laura could not get in. So I'm very sorry, but I had to drop the calls. But thank you for calling back. And Laura is now with us. So that's the whole purpose of you being here, of you calling in. So just wanted to let you know there's nothing wrong with the lines. I just had to do what I had to do. And I know you're really excited to talk to Laura. So good morning, Laura. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Now that we're connected, yeah.
Yes. Absolutely,
thank you,
I know.
Again, for once again having me on your show.
You're very welcome. It's always such a pleasure. I always look forward to this, you know, last week of the month where we can talk, and it's always so uplifting. So today you wanted to talk about spiritual rebirth, and what direction are we going to take this in? What did you want to talk about?
It could take a myriad of directions, couldn't it, just with that
yes.
title? But
absolutely.
Given that spring has sprung and this month is all about Easter, I thought it would be a good discussion to talk about spiritual rebirth because, you know, I even this last weekend on my spirit salon, I noticed that a couple of the clients on the call are experiencing unprecedented change. And we're not only touched by it personally sometimes at different periods in our life, but I see unprecedented change is sweeping the earth, you know, in a bigger way. So it's influencing us even on the home front, and it's affecting the way we think and the way we communicate, the way we live. And some of us might have already felt a shift going on. And like I said, this can happen more than one period in our life. And this is the sense of the old way is dying. And it's a scary notion because it's the fear of the unknown, like what's ahead of us if everything seems to be dying around us the old way. But the good news is that change coincides with spiritual rebirth, and we're always evolving as humans. And this means also consciously, and it's for our highest good. And while this transition may appear to be dark, you know, like the dark night of the soul, we have to face the darkness to sometimes recognize that there is light. And this includes a desire for us to take our own lives back, to find happiness on our own terms by escaping the norm that society imposes and not dictated, let's say, by the media, you know, even though here we are on radio right now. It's not all, you know, there is a cliche that is promoted by the media of what we should be, how we should act, and what, you know, what we should be reading and how we should be responding. But this is when we take our own power back. And I've got signs that recognize that you're on this path of spiritual rebirthing and how it will positively affect our lives. So today, that's what I want to talk about, is just pinpoint some of the signals that might be occurring within you. And if one of these resonates, it just means that you're starting to make this shift. And so that's what we're going to talk about throughout the hour with our callers.
Okay, that sounds really exciting. I'm sure we'll all be able to relate to that. That's great. Internet is media, but the wonderful thing about internet radio is that we can do what we want. You know, we don't have to be politically correct or whatever.
True.
We can do whatever we want here. So that's a great forum that opens up. So are you ready to take our first caller? I know how excited everybody is.
Let's do it.
All righty, this is, area code 201. Hi, good morning.
Hi.
What is your name?
My name is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Good, how are you?
Good. And what is your question for Laura?
I just want to know with regards to my love life.
Love life.
Mm-hmm.
Maria, so right now I just feel like it's really slow, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Stagnant. Like there's nothing happening on the home front. And you're wondering if it's ever going to happen. And, you know, is there, and I feel like there is, real quickly before I even go further, you're right-handed, Maria?
Left-handed.
Oh, you're left-handed. Well, I see a mother figure that is connected, and I see her off onto the left side, so that switches things around for me when I know what handed you are. So it might be paternal side mother figure that hovers near you, okay? But I also feel like there's somebody else who might have carry the name within your family down the line. Does that make sense?
What do you mean by that?
By Maria, using the name Maria.
Uh-huh.
Like there's somebody else down the family line that has Maria in their name.
Oh, my mom.
Mom. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's just a confirmation, okay, that I'm sensing a mother figure over there on the other side as well, okay? Anyway, they claim that, you know, you don't do much to help yourself in the sense of not getting out socially. Like you've, you know, kind of withdrawn. Does that make sense?
Well, I was going out a lot, and then I got tired, and I'm just taking a break now.
I know, but you still have to get out there. You have to make those connections. And I think that's how it's going to happen for you. I don't think you're like the internet type of person who's going to make that connection over a love connection over some internet site. You're the type of person.
No, definitely not.
Right. So this is what I'm being told, that you have to get yourself back out there again and find another way. And maybe it just means, you know, finding a class or finding a talks or, you know, places that you can go where you can listen to people speak or listen to music that you feel connected to that draws you, okay? And you're going to find somebody else with that same connection. Do you understand?
Oh.
And I think that's where you're going to find that love connection. The next person who comes in, okay? And while I also believe, too, you're a type of person who's really a creature of your own habits and you really like your space, I think this person will kind of resonate the same way, but I think that works for you both, okay? So I'm going to put it out there in that way. And I also feel like this person has grown kids, which which will feel very connected to you. So I'm just going to give you those couple tidbits, and you'll have to keep us posted. Okay, Maria?
All right. All right. Thank
wow,
you.
That's exciting. Okay, thanks for calling in, Maria. Now we'll take a call from, come on, area code 347. Good morning. Hi, what's your name?
Good morning. My name is Maribel.
Hi, Maribel.
Maribel.
Yes. And what is your question for Laura, Maribel?
Well, basically, Laura, I wanted to know, get some advice as to what I should do. I am currently, I have been accepted into a graduate program recently, and it's for a school of medicine, but I wanted to see if any of the schools that have been waitlisted for will actually come through for me, because one of them that has waitlisted me is like my first choice school. So
yeah.
I'm wondering if I should wait or if I should just accept this offer because the universe thinks it's better for me.
You know, I trust, obviously, because I'm intuitive and professional at it, I trust when the doors open, that's where I'm supposed to go. And when there's doors closed, there's a reason. So while this sounds fantastic, and while you started to talk, I got to tell you, I saw lots of angels around you, and I felt like that was, and I've told this to so many people, so I know Randy's tired of hearing it, but when I see lots of angels, I see usually people who are in healthcare, who are in teaching, who work with people one-on-one to help humanity, you know, whether there is to grow and develop. But I feel like while your direction is in healthcare, you know, in medical, I also see like you in the teaching, maybe even on a public forum, a public, you know, stage, assisting people, and maybe it's through your medical profession, you know. So I saw that immediately as you started to talk before you even said you were going into medical. So I don't know if you've had any inclinations also to work with the media, you know, or on a larger stage platform in the medical field. Have you felt inclined about that? Has that ever crossed your mind, Maribel?
Oh, definitely, because one of the things
okay.
I'm going to pursue is a combined program, so also in an MPH where I'll be able to help in a community level, give presentations, and
there you go.
God
things.
Bless. There's your angels talking to you. Okay, so I got chills as you're saying that. Okay, so the angels are on target with you, so you trust that this is the path. I also feel like you're going to continue to get, you know, graduate degrees. You're going to continue on with education. I think you're a non-stop student, okay? You're definitely one of those people. So later down the road, I think your chance with the institution that you desire, you know, as your number one choice, you're going to work with them eventually, okay? But right now, you need to go down this path, okay? So entrust it, all right? But You've got a big role out there, and I think, you know, you could be like a Dr. Phil type person. That's how I see you, Maribel, okay? I mean, somebody influential like a Dr. Oz or a Dr. Phil, okay? So you trust it, keep on going, and, you know, you're going to rock, okay? So don't give up, all right?
And we heard her first on A Fine Time for Healing.
Yeah.
We'll take her. We'll claim you.
Oh, that's
so
cute. Thank you.
Okay. So,
have a great day.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks,
sorry.
Maribel. It's wonderful. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. So, okay, so let's continue our discussion.
Yeah, I'd like to because while the last two callers, I don't think, might have these signs or signals in their life, I think some of our listeners might be. So let's talk about some of the signs that you might be spiritually rebirthing. Maybe they are. I don't know. One of the first signs that I see when this is happening, you really feel like you're dying, okay? And or you may seen like a shift or a change is occurring in your life, and you may feel experience symptoms as such. Like I had a client who had heart fibrillation thinking she was having a heart attack, and she was sent to a hospital to be monitored for several days, and eventually they found nothing wrong with this person. But upon deeper analysis of the situation, and this, you know, she was selling off a family business that was in, you know, the family for many years, and she was letting go of it. Her husband was retiring, and for the first time in their lives, they were alone, per se, because they became empty nesters. So they were majorly shifting from an old way of life to a new way of life, and this is scary for a lot of people. I mean, this doesn't seem like it's major, but it was major for her, okay? So naturally, they found their groove, and now this client is living a fulfilled life, journeying and traveling the world, having experiences with grandchildren they hadn't dreamed of. You know what I'm saying? So I just, when you feel like you're dying or you feel like this swift change is occurring in your body and you're experiencing these symptoms, I want you to realize that the body's more dense than spirit, and it takes a little longer to heal and adjust to the change than our emotional bodies do. So trust that some of these changes are occurring, okay? Number two. One of the other things that can signal that you're going through a spiritual rebirth is you can't stand to be around superficial surroundings or people, okay? And this may include some of your old friends, maybe even some family members that you just feel like you kind of outgrown. They kind of irritate you, and you can't tolerate conflict anymore. That's just all out the window. It all makes you heavy. It makes you sick, even depressed to be in their company, and you can't relate anymore. So you might find yourself withdrawing from social situations without even really understanding why, which, you know, might apply to our first caller. Okay, and you desire to live more authentically, such as being in touch with nature, maybe eating more nutritious foods, and surrounding yourself with people that inspire you. So I'll just tell you a quick story real quick. I loved Disney as a kid growing up, and I thought it was the greatest place on earth, okay? I even interned for the company in college, and years later, and even now, as I have to return to the park because I have a little one, I have a hard time being around the park because I don't feel the magic with it as I once did. And instead, I feel magic like when I'm standing on an ocean edge or hiking in mountains. So you've got to find out where that magic is for you and trust it.
So it's so interesting. That's so interesting because you know, when you lose this desire to be around superficiality or whatever, can that be something that's permanent? Because I've become that way. I cannot deal with lies and drama and all that stuff. And I don't know if it's just my age or what it is, but
no,
I've definitely
tolerance. I don't either. I've got this like little alarm that goes off in my head when I feel like I'm being lied to. It's like a little lie detector alarm thing. My daughter says she sees, you know, that little red circle with the line through it. She says that superimposes over things, like she sees it over things. She's only 10.
What a gift.
She told me that before I even, you know, we had a discussion about it. She just told me, this is what she sees.
Wow. And the other comment I wanted to make is I'm one of the only people that doesn't like Disney. So now it's
really?
I cannot relate to Disney. It's really strange. So anyway, there we go. I guess I'm having a spiritual rebirth.
Well, then that's why you can't connect.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. My husband loves Disney. He's a Disney fanatic, but I could do without it.
I was one of those too. I was one of those people one time, too.
Okay.
So,
anyway, let's take another caller now that
we've
talked about ourselves. Okay. Okay, this is area code 780. Good morning. What is your name?
Good morning. It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
What is your question for Laura today?
Hi, ladies. My question is, I'm just curious what you see coming for career, please, and thank you. I'm up in Canada, by the way.
You're up in Canada. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Because, Michelle, do you travel or have you traveled for your work before? Like I see you on planes, jet setting places.
Every week.
To and fro, right? Right. Okay. So I'm with you. I'm on your vibe. Okay, because
awesome.
I also, the first thing I wanted to write is, and I wrote this down as you're talking, UK, England, territory, I don't know what that means, like there's a drawn or a connection, and maybe it's because you're in Canada, I don't know, but Does that make sense?
Not at this moment it doesn't, but maybe it will.
Have you worked with a company in the past that's connected to UK and England?
Maybe Shell, I guess. They're kind of more of a UK company, but they're kind of transitioning out of Canada. So.
Okay. All right. So that's just confirmation, what I'm saying,
okay?
Because I feel like there's a stronger connection in the long term for you with UK, England, and the travel can take you back and forth. But I think sooner or later, I don't know, maybe you implant yourself there. And that might be because of your role, you know, in the position that it takes. But I see eventually you become more stationary. It's not so much about, you know, flying all over the place, although you continue to do that, but it won't be as often because your role will be more influencer and overseeing, you know, large groups of people. So have you done marketing and sales at one point in your life?
No, I'm in the oil and gas industry, so
pardon
a scheduler.
Scheduler.
I'm in the oil and gas industry. Yeah.
Okay. Will you write this down just in case? Marketing, sales.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, have you also considered going back to school?
No.
Okay. Because, well, do you have your formal degree, right?
I do not, no. But I've managed to get the experience without it.
All right, because I feel like there is something also about, you know, continuing education. So I don't know if that
means
online.
Okay, and that could make sense.
That's something you've thought about doing, you know, and maybe, you know, resisted or, you know, like circles around in your mind. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know, how thoughts.
I mean, it could,
around.
Yeah. Getting more education can hurt for sure.
Yes. Okay, so I'm just confirming that because that's something, you know, I think would improve your circumstances in your situation. I think you've got a lot of experience and skill sets under your belt, but I think you're going to have a role that's going to play a major role that's going to be connected with another company that is UK, England-based, okay? Because I see the British flag immediately.
Interesting. Oh, weird.
Like waving over your head. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, so keep us posted, Michelle. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay. Okay, and this is area code 562. Good morning. What is your name?
Hi, good morning. This is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi. My question is, how am I doing with spirituality?
How are you doing with spirituality? How are you doing with spirituality? Are you connecting with anything we're talking about today with the spiritual rebirth?
Yes, but I wasn't sure. I didn't want to ask two questions, but I think I wanted to ask also, too, what did I go a few years back? Did I go into the, I think it's called Ascension? Where you have like a spiritual rebirth. I think that's also like what it is, what you're talking about when you have these symptoms of feeling sick. And I went through that, but I went to a doctor's and they couldn't find nothing wrong. And I think I went through it before.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, I see you actually taking a role in this, Yvonne, in the sense that I almost feel like it becomes your livelihood. Okay. I have an angel who's by your side, and I get a sense that you've taken interest in the occult, much like, you know, psychic phenomena and stuff like that, like your intuition's really developing and growing, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are you using cards as well, or have you done the tarot, you know, explored those type of tools?
No, not yet. I just do astrology.
You do astrology. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, too. But I see you just, you know, developing your skill sets using tools, and astrology is definitely one of them, okay? But I see you doing this like a full-time business if you aren't already, or maybe you're dabbling in it and you're giving it to friends and family right now, but I feel like you take it to the next level and you start earning money from it. Does this make sense?
Yes, it could be true. Yes, I feel like I shouldn't do that. Yes.
Are you, and in fact, I just see, like, you might even be a blogger or something of that sort. I don't know if you're doing that kind of stuff now, but I feel like it just evolves into this kind of, this direction. So I think you have to go into the direction of almost teaching it in order to develop and strengthen it for yourself, if that makes sense.
Okay, great. Okay.
And as I say this, are you, you're working for an employer right now, is that correct?
No, I'm not. Actually, I'm on SSI. I get SSI.
Okay. I don't know exactly what that is, but I see you working for an employer that is part-time, okay, and that will help fund your passion in your direction, okay? So I feel like you'll have two jobs at once, okay? You'll have your thing. I think once you get started on your thing, you'll find some more of the support that you're looking for, okay?
Okay.
So that's why I see this. And then also, Yvonne, in your space, I get also a sense like another motherly figure that's around you. Do you live with your mother, or is there a grandmother that, you know, you spend a close amount of time with?
Well, I have a grandmother that I did. She's passed away now. She passed away about 10 years ago. So
was she in the same house with you at the same time? Because I feel like she's like right there.
No, but I was just very close with her, but I never lived with her. No.
Well, she's in your space. I feel like she might have some sort of influence over this. Okay. Did she have interest in astrology or her, you know,
not that I know of, no.
Okay. Well, did your mom have interest in astrology? Because
you know,
I'm the only one
that seems to have, living or passed away, I'm the only one that seems to have interest in astrology and stuff
okay,
like that.
Okay, well, your grandmother, whoever, there's like a mother figure that I see in your space that's very much influencing you, maybe inspiring you to go on and do things on your own, okay, because you're so offbeat from the rest of them, okay? So trust it and go with it, okay? So, and then I think more work will come to you part-time, okay? But I don't feel like it's relevant to your direction or, you know, your passion. So, you know, do your passion,
okay? Okay, well, thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Yvonne. Good luck with your career.
Bye. Okay, thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So we can continue, and then we have one more caller to take. So let's do a little talking, and then we'll take the final caller.
Yeah, let's do, and then we'll go back to our caller. So one of the third signs that you're spiritually rebirthing is you've started to take notice of the suffering around the globe. And it actually hurts to stand by and watch it self-destruct and not do anything about it. And you might feel drawn, like Yvonne does, to help people in ways that you can participate to make the world a better place in your own way, okay? And this can happen even on the home front. It can start with simple things like maybe you feel, you know, more inclined to recycle, or maybe, you know, you feel like giving a helping hand to a neighbor that you hadn't thought about before. Or maybe volunteering for, you know, tutoring kids or opening up, you know, or helping out at a soup kitchen or changing jobs where you feel like your skill sets can help others. And you are enlivened by finding solutions and not being part of the problem. So if you are on that path, you're definitely going through this spiritual rebirth. I know personally for myself, I left corporate communications as an executive in my 20s, making good money, and I transitioned to the field I am now. And I felt like, you know, when I made the transition, I felt almost 20 years younger when I made the move.
Wow.
So I just felt like a big, you know, big heaviness was lifted off of me when I finally left and, you know, took the different direction. So I think you need to really pay attention to your energy, which leads us to the next signal, that you're becoming super sensitive by tuning into your intuition. Like you're starting to notice your dreams, your feelings, your thoughts, and your inner knowing becomes more pronounced, and you start to see coincidences and their connections, and they really enliven you. And people might tell you you're too sensitive or to get a grip or develop a thick skin. Don't listen to these people, because your intuition is a skill set that needs to be nurtured to navigate the changes that, to survive in this new world. And the more that you flex these muscles, the stronger they get. And mainly, you're going to start paying attention to your heart by abiding by its rules and no one else's. And this is when you start to reconnect to yourself, to your spirit, and it makes you feel like you're living again. And most importantly, living with integrity.
When you said, when you talked about paying attention to coincidences, you're talking about synchronicities where
synchronicities.
Where things keep happening that are too coincidental to be coincidental.
Right.
And when we pay attention to those signs, it really helps to lead us on our path, sends us in the right direction when we follow those signs,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's scary. You could give you jitters. You're like, oh, my gosh, what is that?
Yes, yes.
But nobody else can see them because they're meant for you.
Right. I was just talking to my girlfriend, and her mother passed earlier this year. And it's my girlfriend's birthday yesterday, and she was in Jamaica. She's thinking about her mother, and she used to sing Doris Day songs to her mother. And as her mother was dying, she was singing Doris Day songs to her, and she's in Jamaica. And this Jamaican band starts singing a Doris Day song on her birthday. It's like, wow.
talk about
a message. It's
beautiful.
I really lit me up today. I thought that was fantastic. Her mother was very cool. Okay, so we have one more caller. This is area code 216. Good morning. How are you? And what is your name?
My name is Desmond, calling from Cleveland, Ohio. How are you doing today?
Hi, Desmond.
Hi, Desmond.
I had a comment and a question. I noticed, like, when I took a vacation to San Diego, when I was around that beautiful water, and I came back, I was, like, more in tune, which is just, like, things I could think of something and then it happened, so... Maybe I have affinity with water, or I don't know. So,
absolutely.
I also noticed my soul was more at peace there. So I don't know if the water did it, the sun, probably everything really, but
Do you feel inclined to want to go back, Desmond?
Yeah, I would want to live there, yeah.
No doubt, and so does half the earth. That's why they're overpopulated out there. but go ahead. Yes, you need to listen to
this. And I had a question. I had the question was I have a female. I have a lady friend, and we know we're not supposed. We can't be together. Not during this lifetime, so we're not meant to be together. Not during this lifetime, but I guess it's difficult for us to depart. So it's I guess she met a male friend over some dating site. So I mean, we both want the best. We both want the best for each other, but I just don't. I just don't want nothing. I just don't want to go through no BS. With another guy,
no
she
drama.
Wants the same for me, right? So, do you see anything happening with that?
You've already, but you're like conflict. You're so conflicted with this person because you know that you won't be with each other during a lifetime, but then you want to see if there's something there. I think I think you guys have to live out some expressions, live out some steps, maybe through some other love interests before you actually connect Okay. So does one of the two of you have children?
She has
or
children.
Or a child? Okay. So I'm saying that as a confirmation to what I just said to you. Okay. And I, as I say that, Desmond, I believe there is a male spirit guiding one or the two of you, like a father figure on the other side. So I don't know if that's you or her, but I get the sense that, you know, some more time has to pass. There's some more maturing that you have to do. Maybe it's her. I don't know. But I feel like, you know, if you're not out in San Diego and you felt that sense of peace and that connection, I think you got to find your way back out there. And I think you do eventually. Okay? So love the Midwest. I'm a Midwestern girl, too, at heart. But I also love California. That's a home to me as well. So I think you need to find and listen to your soul. And I think when time passes and the times and the situation's right, you're going to find yourselves reconnecting. And I think it's going to be a deeper level than just friendship. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you for calling in, Desmond. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, thank you. Good luck with that and all that you do.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
I hope, do we have time for one more sign?
Yeah, we've got about 4 minutes.
Oh, cool. So that's so funny about California and San Diego.
My sister is out there. It is beautiful. It is beautiful.
Yeah, it's so funny because my brother and his family went out there for spring break, too, and they're all talking like they need to move there. So
yeah.
So expensive, but it is beautiful climate. It's beautiful weather. So one other sign that you are going through a spiritual rebirth is your body takes on changes. And these changes can appear in your sleep patterns. You can weight loss, weight gain. You might feel nutritional changes, like change in your diet. Like you might develop new allergies, so you have to stop eating certain foods. For instance, I now all I can do myself is sometimes apply myself to these situations because I started getting severe earaches, drinking wine and eating cheese, my two favorite foods in the world. So when I cut them out, I actually felt stronger. So my point with that story is just go with the flow. Don't resist, you know, and I mean, if you resist, you're going to cause yourself trouble. Like, for instance, I had to go through 2 years of earaches before I realized I got to stop and cut out the foods and the, you know, the drink, which caused the pain. So when, you know, you've got these things that are coming upon you, just go with it and accept these shifts as part of you. And if you, you know, want clarity, like, for instance, let's say your sleep patterns are changing. You once were a night owl and now you're not. There's, you know, your body's shifting, and it needs its rest in a way that you hadn't experienced before. So go with the flow, and you'll find that, you know, some other changes will take place when you start, you know, to accept things as you are, to accept yourself as you are, love yourself, give yourself these, you know, time and attention, and you'll see beautiful things and miracles start to happen as a result of listening to those changes that are taking place. Because
that is such
a
beautiful, wonderful thing to say, because when things change in us, we begin to feel odd and, you know, unusual, and we sort of want to get it all back to the way it was.
Yeah.
And so this gives us permission to just ride along with it, just ease into it.
Yeah. Well, I know that can be true for, you know, especially women, the whole identity with weight loss and weight gain, especially when they go through changes of life and such. And same with, you know, nutrition or allergies. I mean, that comes with its territory, but there's a reason. And so you just got to listen to it. And like I said, you know, you'll release the pain. You know, you'll move away from the pain, and you'll actually start to feel better and stronger if you just embrace the changes. Your body's shifting. There's a reason. It's preparing for some of the new changes that are going to occur in your life. So
that's awesome.
That's just some of the 5 spiritual rebirthing signals out there. There's so many more, but those are the 5 prominent ones that came to my mind.
You know, as you were talking about food sensitivities, which I have many of them, I don't even know how many I have, but I have a lot, and they are getting worse. I'm thinking to myself, well, it's about being more of a sensitive, that as we rebirth, we are more sensitive spiritually, and we are more sensitive intuitively, and so maybe we are more sensitive physically. Do you think that that is related to the sensitivity?
Oh, yeah, because I think, like I said, the spirit is the first to shift, and then emotionally, and then physically is the last, because
okay.
it's more dense. And
okay.
so, like, I even had a doctor that told me, you know, when our bodies, when we go through a trauma or some experience, it takes the body longer to catch up. And I had a traditional physician tell me this.
Interesting.
And it really kind of, yeah, I know. And I thought her, she was so fabulous because she was really integrating spirit, mind, and body instead of just looking at me as a physical ailment and treating that physical ailment like putting a Band-Aid over it. So when
that
she
doctor.
Did that, it's like she gave me permission to just feel it out, and eventually it went away.
Right.
So that's why, I mean, if you just allow it, and, you know, go with the flow, and maybe there's an alternative approach to it in dealing with some of the emotions and some of the experiences that you're going through and facing them, because we talked about the dark night of the soul. When you face it, then you start to recognize there's light. There is light
right.
at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
So, and then the physical changes happen in the earth. Change your mind, change your world. You know, we hear it.
Amazing. I love this topic. This is something that's really, really, we can all relate to, and it's really a positive thought for many of us who are going through a lot. So I have to say goodbye to you. But Laura, to my listeners and Laura's listeners, Laura will be back on May 31st, same time, same place, same call-in number. And Laura, it's been such a pleasure. Always love having you on.
Thank you. Have a good week. Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Talk to you next month.
Next month.
Okay. Bye-bye. So we are out of time for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. And I hope you'll tune in again to listen to my shows. I do many, many topics, not just spiritual mediums, but everything for the physical, spiritual, emotional, psychological aspects of well-being. So there are many, many shows that you can benefit from. So I do encourage you to go to my show page. And you can also go to my website, randygfine.com, and you will be able to go to the listings of all the shows, and there's links to all of them. So I encourage you to do that. Anyway, I wish you a wonderful day. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.